The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program. We are now in 2023. The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Read an interesting article. I want to begin with it. This was something that Dennis Prager had stated right before the Christmas holiday. And it's very appropriate. This is out of whatdoesitmean.com. And this was on the 31st of December. And he said here, his article was, "Why many conservatives won't be with their children or grandchildren this Christmas." Quote, "There are probably hundreds of thousands of men and women who, because of political differences, maintain minimal or no contact with their parents, and even more cruelly, do not allow their parents to have any contact with their children, their parents, or their parents' grandchildren. Probably an unprecedented number of Americans with grown children will be alone this Christmas because their children will never visit them nor invite them for the holiday dinner." Boy, is this true. I know individuals who they have blessed their children throughout with education, you name it. The children came back from the universities brain damaged because of what they are brainwashed to believe in the colleges. Most religious people who have done or at least not resisted evil have also undisturbed consequences. But to return to our present example, religious people who believe they have an answer to God for their behavior are likely to treat their parents better than those who do not believe so. They believe that God commands them to honor their father and their their father and their mother. There is no such command on the left. Millions of young Americans who graduate from college are, morally speaking, worse people than they were when they entered college. This is true. This is true. In the book of the Psalms, King David, in chapter 1, there's just one major thought in chapter 1 of Proverbs. The righteous people are much happier in their lives than the unrighteous, immoral people. So the righteous people are happy. The unrighteous people are unhappy. Just a simple thought. Millions of young Americans who graduate from college are morally speaking worse people than they were when they entered college. How many parents believe their child became a finer or even a happier human being at college? How many parents believe their child became a worse and less happy person? You almost have to be a college graduate to shun your parents and deprive them of their grandchildren because of political differences. If you have asked most of these college graduates before they enrolled in college who, because of political differences, won't see their parents for Christmas, if they could imagine never talking to their parents because of political differences, most of them would probably have deemed the question absurd. After 4 years of college, indoctrination essentially consisting of hatred of non-leftists, the question is no longer absurd. On the left is a grave sin to abuse the earth, not one's parents. On the left, it is a grave sin to abuse the earth, but not one's parents. So you can abuse your parents all you want. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother. And in the universe, with the correctional facilities, prisons, the men, they did these questionnaires of the men who are in prison for violent murders. And this group of people, they asked them one question. Did you have a problem with your father? I think it was 80% said they hated their father. They most of them were more attached to their mothers, but hated their fathers. Well, you cannot break that commandment. Honor your father and your mother. I have friends that have gone through divorces, and my counsel was to them, don't prejudice your children against your mother, or don't prejudice the children against the father. Let God take care of it. And the ones that just left things alone and didn't demonize the spouse, these children came out much better, much healthier psychologically. Those who began to have problems with father or mother, their lives have been miserable. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Okay. So anyhow, Dennis Prager, great observation. Excuse me. Now, the American, I watch the media, the press in this country, and you have the thought that Russia is being devastated and destroyed in this conflict in Ukraine. Then you have, on the other side of the thought, that Russia is not having a hard time dealing with the Nazi element. In fact, they have moved that Nazi element back to the far west. It's being protected there by American forces. But there's a Russian geopolitical analyst. His name is Professor Dr. Timur Fomenko. And here's what he has to say about this coming year. We get one-sided news in this country. We don't generally pay attention to news that comes out of Europe, out of other nations, out of China, out of India, because it won't be reported. But here's what he said. Name of his article is How the Year 2022 Ended the American Unipolar Era. I've talked about unipolar and multipolar political objectives in the world. He says, the year 2022 is coming to an end. It has been a year which has significant consequences for the future of global geopolitics. Will be remembered as such in history books. Specifically, it marked the closing of three decades of American unipolarity, which had begun with the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. And forced through a new multipolar world consisting of numerous competing great powers. So, it forced into this world a new multipolar world. When the USSR fell in 91, the U.S. entered a period of unprecedented dominance whereby it finalized its position as the global hegemon. Its political, economic, and military power was unparalleled, and as such, it had free rein to shape the global order to its liking. It is no surprise that in this period, the United States did not pursue great power competition, but actively vested itself in scores of regiment change operations across every continent as it sought to implement what George H.W. Bush described as the New World Order. So this conspiracy theory has been put to death. This included wars in Iraq, former Yugoslavia, Libya, Afghanistan, and Syria, to name but a few. Likewise, it was able to use its undisputed power over institutions such as the United Nations to pile sanctions on smaller countries who defied its will, such as Iran and North Korea. Owing to the hubris of its Cold War victory in the belief in the inevitability of its ideology, or the end of history, the United States during this period did not seek to counter states such as Russia or China precisely because it believed, at least initially, that these states were on a predetermined path to westernization and liberalization. Now, I'll just continue. As such, the United States actively promoted globalization through free trade and investment, perceiving them as a vehicle for its own values. Now we fast forward to the present. The last remnants of these premature hopes have been swept away. Although long in the making, the past 12 months marked the ultimate consolidation of a new geopolitical era. This is true. And I'm going to jump to the end of the article to tell you what this new geopolitical era is. Okay? There's no longer Cold War as we understand it. What we're in right now is a new great game, according to this author. A new great game. Everything has changed. So, Russia's military operation in Ukraine proved to be a decisive turning point. This is so unbelievably true. War in Ukraine. Russia being forced to move troops into Ukraine to stop Unipolar's world hegemony from taking a big step, a leap forward. If Russia had not done that, we possibly could already it would be over. There'd be no resistance to what these rulers of the world are doing. So this was a decisive turning point which represented the final break from the world established by the fall of the USSR. Russia, according to Bible prophecy, eventually would have to break away from being dominated, controlled politically, controlled economically by the West as an empire, using NATO, using Europe, using the financial institutions, the World Bank, IMF, BIS, Bank of International Settlements, etc. Russia, according to Isaiah chapter 38 and 39, Russia would do something would occur. Russia would be completely separate from the control mechanisms of the West. And the sanctions have not done anything but free Russia. The sanctions put on by the United States of America have freed Russia, in a sense. The sanctions also imposed by the EU and by NATO. These sanctions have failed. Russia is proving to the nations of the world that she is able to conduct business. She can go forward politically, diplomatically, in every way, apart from a unipolar world. And Russia, after the breakup of the Soviet Union, Vladimir Putin was being, you might say, trained, schooled, prepared to take over as president of Russia on the first day of this century. And he has been a good student, and he has been a great leader. Whether you agree with Russia, whether you agree with what happened in Ukraine or not, facts are facts. Facts are facts. We have a string of 7 presidents, one of whom did more for this country than the other 6 presidents put together, starting from Carter to Obama. Trump did more for this nation and for the nations of the world during his administration, the 4 years where he was allowed to be in power in the White House. Whether you like him, don't like him, it's irrelevant. Whether he's made mistakes, will make mistakes, irrelevant. What he did for 4 years is he stopped the move and the flow and of the New World Order, of the globalists. But in this country, because they control everything in this country, they control the continuity of government. They control the senior executive service. Who? The globalists of Pilgrim Society, of that, the heart of all the evil in the world, in London and in New York. They control all of the agencies, intelligence agencies of this country. All of them. They're all corrupt in one way or the other. Every agency in this country, in one way or the other, that is controlled by these globalists is corrupt. That's just the fact. Most of the city governments in most of the cities of this nation, these city government individuals that are there making policy in cities across this land are globalists. They are part of the global agenda. They're globalists. You can vote them out, but whoever's going to replace them, 80% chance they are also globalists in their thinking, just hiding until they get into power. Then you have all of you have the CIA. There is no military, how would I put it about the CIA? This agency is the most powerful agency, more powerful than most of the departments of defense. The departments of defense have bodies, hands, minds. But the CIA has global control in every nation of this world and is so sophisticated, and these individuals are trained to be loyal no matter what. And they are brilliant people, and they have a playbook, and that playbook has been put together over centuries. And they take the best of that playbook and they use that playbook in everything that they do. They're the ones that carry out behind the scenes in secret. They're not the ones on the battlefield necessarily. They're the ones who send the troops to the battlefields. They're the ones who control the our advisors, military advisors. Boy, the CIA. So anyhow, but I'm just saying that this country, what we're planning to do, what we could have done if Donald Trump had not become president, what we could have done as a nation, PNAC, Project for a New American Century, would be totally in place. It's almost in place presently. Then you have Vladimir Putin, the next individual more powerful than Donald Trump, because he didn't have all these agencies in the United States. Well, all the agencies in the U.S. are also engaged in fighting him. But fortunately, he has a nation that is God-fearing, number one, and a nation where their continuity of government agencies are all united, because they all know that if Russia loses this war in Ukraine against the war against America, against NATO, against the European nations, the Russian people know it's over. This is why they're so unified. This is why they are 100% behind Vladimir Putin. And the decisions that Putin makes, these decisions, you know, many people will make decisions and 3, 4, 5 out of 10 will be wrong. They flip a coin. This man has been accurate probably close to 95% of the time or better. This is just the world in which we live. And if you don't see it, then you're going to be completely deceived. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. You're wondering what to get that special someone for Christmas, and they're a prepper. Wonder no longer. 1360KHNC.com has you covered. Just click on the Patriot Supply button and find that perfect gift for that special someone today.
With plenty of survival products, from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Okay, so the turning point was Russia's being forced to send troops into Ukraine. This was the turning point. The main catalyst of this shift was the United States itself, which no longer liked what the globalization it was once championing was now providing. That being the depletion of its hegemony through the resurgence of rival states, which did not reform to its liking. Who are the rival states? Russia and China. Seeing the rise of these countries, going on with the article, again, this is out of whatdoesitmean.com, and this was the 1st of January yesterday. Seeing the rise of these countries, which had, through America's own approval, integrated themselves within the global economy, and they prospered, but not adopted the American values as anticipated. The U.S. veered back towards global great power competition and began to provoke geopolitical conflict with the view to reasserting control over its wayward allies. So what he's saying is there is no nation upon this earth that America feels it should not control. This is why, since Vladimir Putin became president and things were already in motion, the concept was, if America continues in its move for power and control over the nations of the world, there will be a one-world American-controlled, a worldwide control of one nation, the United States. The nations of the world had no way, even a thought, they had no hope that anyone, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, there would be no hope for any nation to be free from the grasp and the tyranny of empire. Well, again, what I said earlier in the article, look what happened in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Iran, Iraq, all these nations, Syria. But what happened is, when Vladimir Putin took over, the first thing he had to do was to get his nation ship shape, to get this nation ready to, you might say, leave the harbor and get out into deep waters. And this is exactly what Vladimir Putin did. Now, for those that don't understand the world, the New World Order, which in this country is probably 80% of the people, for those that don't understand the objectives, the end game with the New World Order, it's hell on earth, because they don't see what Vladimir Putin has done. They can't appreciate what he has done. Donald Trump, people that couldn't see that Donald Trump wasn't just, he was pushing back at the Pilgrim Society plan, an old plan to take over the world, a Cecil B. Rhodes objective to bring about, finally, a world controlled by one group of arrogant, schizophrenic people. They don't know what they want. They have no focus. They have focus on evil, death, sin, murder, you name it. Well, it's death and sin, of course. Trump was pushing back, hoping to turn the tide on the New World Order objectives of America. Again, continuity of government in this nation is too powerful. He was not successful. For a while, yes. He's still fighting, but it's to no avail. Vladimir Putin, this is the man, you might say the ball was thrown into his court. And he knew exactly what to do, and he did it. A unipolar world, a world controlled by one nation, or a multipolar world where that one nation cannot exercise its authority and control over every nation. So with the multipolar world, they're fighting for their future. And the unipolar globalists are pushing, because their objective is to own every nation of this world and every individual, man, woman, and child. You know, they're going to even start digitally numbering every tree. They're going to number every single tree in the forests so they know what they have. Is this mad? So I'm going to go on here. So they're losing control. It became obvious in the foreign policy of the Biden administration, which sought to take an uncompromising approach to the expansion of NATO, igniting the conflict in Ukraine, while also aggressively accelerating attempts to contain China through its creation of a new alliance system, such as the AUKUS, Australia, United Kingdom, the United States, and the escalating tensions over the Taiwan Strait. These actions by America have changed the world. While the average Westerner, deceived by the mainstream media discourse, blames Putin, The reality is the U.S. is the one that has actively dismantled the post-Cold War 1991 international order precisely because it believes it now comes at the expense of American power. Part of this is the effort to actively roll back globalization. By creating geopolitical conflict, the United States strives to reassert its military influence while forcing its allies to decouple from the targeted enemy country, even if it comes at a great expense to all that to that ally's economy. The United States has sought to rip up energy markets with Russia, so European countries are forced to buy American gas instead. This is the reality right now. England is getting almost zero from Russian oil or gas. It's coming to them in ships liquefied, leaving Texas, the Houston ports. The motives of empire to control means they control everything, and they don't want any nation dependent on a nation such as Russia or China. They want the nations to be subject to them. Empire. Likewise, it is bulldozing the entire semiconductor supply chain while forcibly rebuilding it around itself in a bid to isolate China. In doing so, it aims to destroy the integration of certain regions such as Russia with Europe or China with Asia. The Asian sisters are going to unite, and Russia and the Russian brothers are going to unite for a planned purpose too. We'll be right back.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. And then on Sundays, join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. from 9 to noon on Sunday. What I'm trying to do is I'm looking, and as I'm reading this article, I'm looking to see, to understand between the lines what is being stated. And what is being stated, in my opinion, is that Russia, the United States, China, Russia, the U.S., the unipolar world, and the multipolar world, there is an act, there is a major war taking place, not just with Russia and Ukraine, but this is a unipolar and a multipolar world thought, a geopolitical, to just two, there are only two enemies, the unipolar West, directed by empire, the multipolar world, put together by Russia, by Vladimir Putin. He took a thought and he brought it into existence. China has agreed, India, South Africa, Brazil, many other nations, Saudi Arabia now, these nations in the Middle East, they realize that this is the only opportunity they're ever going to have to survive what should come once the unipolar world power is completely in place. They have to, the multipolar world nations, they are struggling, they are not struggling, they are moving as quickly as they can to shore up, to unite their economies, their manufacturing bases, diplomatically trying to work together, because they know if they don't, the consequences are going to be dire. And when Antichrist comes to power, his forces of the West are going to, he's going to be the hammer. America is going to be the hammer that is going to destroy the nations. And this is what Antichrist will do. He will destroy via his military, through his technology, through every known implement. He will destroy these nations that will not go along and yield to his wishes, that will not go along and worship him. So this is the major war we're seeing right now. This is truly the Star Wars. This is the in these two words, multipolar, unipolar, one globalist order of Antichrist in the West, the other is an alternate system trying to free itself from the control of, firstly, the American dollar, the petrodollar, from America and all of the systems that have made this nation great, the Federal Reserve, and international monetary control. Again, I go through the World Bank, through the Bank of International Settlements, through all these agencies, and not just these financial agencies, but corporations. These corporations in this country, not only the corporations, but the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, which exercise great, great power and influence internationally, such as in the World Economic Forum. So this multipolar world nation system, they know they're running out of time. They must move as quickly as possible, and they are. And this has the globalists scrambling. Klaus Schwab thought he had Russia and China in the bag concerning the plans for the World Economic Forum and the digital system that they have been trying to put into place since the 70s. And they thought they had Russia on board. And the only way Russia could get out of it was to be ejected out of it. And Vladimir Putin invades Ukraine, and Klaus Schwab says, well, then he's not going to be part of our system. That's exactly what Putin wanted. That's exactly what China wanted. That is what most of the nations that are part of the BRICS Assembly of Nations, what they wanted. They don't want to be under the global control digitally of the West. It is a digital system that will be controlled by the Antichrist that is coming. And people don't realize this. They want to. They like, you know, blockchain, or they like to do things digitally. Well, on one hand, it's okay, but on the other hand, they're accepting that once we go to a system where there's no cash, nothing, no currency, they think, oh, that'll be great, because that way it'll be more secure. I can't be robbed. Everything will be monitored. Just the opposite. You'll be controlled, monitored for sure, and controlled. Now, I'm going to try to finish this article. So anyhow, they want to destroy certain regions, Russia and China. As the U.S. tries to reclaim its hegemony, other countries are subsequently forced to increase their national capabilities and strategic autonomy to prevent themselves from being dominated. This has created arms race, new technology races, expansion of blocks alternate to the West, such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and more. Whether the United States likes it or not, and this is in the Bible, they have to do it. We're watching prophecy being fulfilled. These nations have to do that. They're commanded to do that by God, so they are not controlled, so they can give hope to the world through their system. And we'll be back.
KHNC is proud to carry My Kind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
So we're witnessing the war of the worlds, and I don't mean the earth against other interstellar threats. I mean a unipolar world and a multipolar world. Russia and Ukraine is just, you might say, a microscopic thought of what the war is against. It's not just against the Nazis only. It's against America being victorious in Ukraine using the Nazis, and by being successful, the United States destroys Russia and takes one of the two main powers that are opposing America's world hegemony out of the picture. Well, God will take Russia out when he decides to take it out. America won't do that. But this is the war of the worlds that we're watching. The major war worldwide right now is the satanic New World Order that is being put together by America and satellite agencies to bring in an Antichrist system. And then on the other side, you have the nations that have decided not to commit suicide by joining into the continuing global control of the United States of America. I'm going to finish this article. As the United States tries to reclaim its hegemony, the other countries are forced to increase their national capabilities. This has created new arms race, new technology races, expansion of blocks alternate to America's objectives. Whether the U.S. likes it or not, this is the reality of multipolarity. It's sought to prevent in the first place. The world now increasingly resembles what it looked like before 1914, or worse, before 1939, where there was not just two rival great powers, but a plethora of nations scrambling for influence. While the United States strives to maintain its hegemony, it faces off against challenges of China and Russia. But there are other rising powers too, including India and Indonesia. As such, the year 2022 will stand as a definite moment of change. The post-1991 world, although long fluttering, is finally gone. This is true. Russia no longer needs the Soviet states. Russia's doing this solo. The New World is an increasingly uncertain arena of geopolitical conflict, making it less stable, less certain, and more divided than at any point since the end of the Second World War. It is volatile. What is happening with the nations right now is truly volatile, like being in a room where gas vapors have just filled that room to the perfect point where just one match, everything is done with. Now, he concludes by saying this. This is not a new Cold War as such. There's going to be conflict in this war. A Cold War is when we don't talk. You know, husbands and wives, they have kind of in a similar way, they can have a Cold War between them where they just don't talk. Well, eventually, they should talk. This isn't a Cold War as such. It's a new great game. A new great game. The world has never seen this great game or even understood it till now. A unipolar world, a multipolar world, there's only two main... The conflict is between these two main thoughts of global supremacy. One, America wanting to rule no matter what. The multipolar world wanting to just exist together. That's it for today. First program of 2023 is over. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you. KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.